Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Wednesday, October 25th, 2023 edition of the Orange County Planning Commission. Commissioner Rice, can I ask you to stand and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Rice. Now we'll move on to roll call. So I'll start with Commissioner Ha.
Here.
Commissioner Rice.
I'm here.
Commissioner Bartlett, I am here. Commissioner Perez is absent. And Commissioner, did I have that right? Seja?
Seja.
Seja?
Seja.
Seja. Seja is absent.
I would maybe for the record not include Commissioner Seja on there as she has not been appointed yet.
Okay. Thank you. Well, we have a quorum. Okay, we'll move on to item number one, minutes of the August 23rd, 2023 Planning Commission. Let's take a quick look at those. We have Bartlett, Perez, and Ha, so we carry those over.
Yes, due to the lack of quorum from existing members present at the last meeting, we would continue this item until quorum can be reached to take action on this item.
Sounds good. We'll continue that. Item number one. Item number two, discussion items, is a public hearing planning PA 22-0017. The applicant is Ecology Auto Parts. The agent is Joe Lambert. The address is 1281 Brea Canyon Road, Brea, within the 4th Supervisory District. Assessor parcel number 304-171-08. I'll turn it over for a staff report.
Hi, good afternoon, members of the commission. The project proposal is planning application.
Could you introduce yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Debbie Drasso. I'm the contract planner working on the project on behalf of the county. The project proposal is planning application 22-0017, a request for approval of a use permit to allow the vehicle storage in conformance with zoning code section 7-9-30.2. The applicant and tenant is the Ecology Auto Parts, and the agent representative for the property owner is Aero Energy, is Joe Lambert, who is here in the audience. The general plan for the project site is located within the unincorporated area of Orange County, and as such is regulated by the county's general plan. As indicated on the county's general plan land use map before you is the project site. It is designated as 1B suburban residential, which allows for residential uses at a density of 0.5 to 18 dwelling units per acre. The zoning designation for the project is A10, which represents general agricultural with an oil production overlay. The general agricultural zoning district provides for agricultural, outdoor recreational uses, and low density uses, which have a predominantly open space character. The zoning district is also intended to be used as an interim zone in those areas, which the general plan may designate for more intensive use in the future. The oil production overlay is intended to permit oil production uses, including oil drilling and such. The project is located in the northern portion of the unincorporated Orange County. It is adjacent to the intersection of Toner Canyon Road and Brea Canyon Road in the County of Orange. As illustrated in the aerial photograph, the site is surrounded by vacant land. The site's south and east boundary parallel with Brea Canyon Road and the 57 freeway. and the north boundary, that's the county of LA. The project before you is located within the 19-acre Manchego lease site boundary and is part of a larger land holding owned by Era Energy, which includes approximately 321 acres within County of Orange in the unincorporated area and an adjacent 2,600 acres in the LA County area. To give you a quick background regarding the project site, the Manchego site was initially graded, compacted, and developed by Caltrans in the mid-1970s as part of a larger construction project. The grading spoils that were extracted from the 57 freeway were placed as engineered fill sites, which resulted in approximately 9 acres of flat lease pads and a 2-to-1 slope in between with terrace drains. Over the past 40 years, the property owner has leased areas on the Manchego site to various businesses that stored commercial vehicles, transportation containers, trucking and oil equipment, none of them obtaining county permits for the use or for the various site improvements that were on site. In 2002, the planning applications were submitted to both the county and Orange for the development of approximately 2,900-acre master plan. The portion in the County of Orange was for a zone change to accommodate that, which has since expired and is no longer valid. In 2016, acting on an Orange County Fire Authority referral, a code enforcement case was initiated, which required tenants to pursue the appropriate planning applications, which resulted in some of the operators leaving, and several demolition permits were issued and to remove the unpermitted structures that didn't meet current building codes. And then lastly, in 2021, the Planning Commission approved 2 use permits for planning application 170021 and 170022, which allowed for Bennett Transportation and Nieto and Sons to occupy the site for their vehicle storage locale for their businesses. The property owner and lease tenants wish to continue to use the Manchego site as a temporary site for their vehicle storage and their ancillary uses. The applicant, Ecology Auto Parts, is requesting to occupy 3 of the contiguous lease pads, sites totaling approximately 4.58 acres for their vehicle and equipment storage. Also will include a field office operations and a minor vehicle maintenance area. The project site is located between 2 similar uses, as you can see on the map, Bennett and Yodel and Sons, and is surrounded by acres of undeveloped vacant land of various elevations and mature landscaping, which provides security, obscurity, and a relatively low potential for any adverse impacts. Ecology Auto Parts is a transportation company that hauls bulk waste, recycling, oversized loads, and containers across the western United States. Vehicles stored on site will include semi-trucks, pickup trucks, trailers, and forklifts. All fleet service, including repair, maintenance, oil changes, tire repairs, et cetera, will occur off-site by a third-party provider. The on-site vehicle maintenance that they will provide includes basically topping off fluids of their trucks and vehicles. As illustrated, the commercial vehicle storage is proposed on all three lease pads. Near the southeast boundary, the applicant proposes a new 528 square foot prefabricated office building, an above ground fuel and diesel tank, and an 8x40 cargo container and employee parking as well. Site operations includes 50 drivers and 6 office employees structured within 3 8-hour shifts. Due to the varying delivery and pickup schedules, however, the onsite hours of operations is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. However, the administration office, you know, the hours for the administrative area is primarily going to be from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. The project complies with the A1 zoning district development standards. Additionally, the project's low intensity use of vehicle and equipment storage reflects the intent and purpose of the A1 zoning district. Due to the temporary nature of the proposed use, the application includes condition number 17, which limits the use to a 5-year period plus an additional 5-year extension upon written request. The condition also includes language that could extend the use beyond the 10 years period, subject to a change plan, which is discretionary application pursuant to the zoning code. Additionally, based on previous feedback from the Planning Commission and approval for planning application 170021 and planning application 170022, conditions 26 regarding vehicle maintenance and 27 regarding the storage of hazardous fluids were included. Staff did receive a comment letter from the City of Brea, which you should have before you. In this letter, the city provides comments regarding the project's land use, the temporary use, and the CEQA determination. In summary, the City of Brea has pre-zoned the project site as Hillside Residential. And as such, the project, which the city considers an industrial outdoor kind of storage yard land use, is inconsistent with the city's land use intended for the project site. It is important to note, however, that the project site is within the unincorporated area of the county and therefore within the county's jurisdiction. The project zoning designation A1, general agricultural, with the oil production overlay, provides for agricultural, outdoor recreational uses and low intensity uses, which have a predominantly open space character. The A1 district may be used as an interim zone in those areas, which the general plan may designate for more intensive urban uses in the future. Additionally, in regards to the temporary use, the city is asking that condition of approval number 17 be amended to limit the total allowable time period for the temporary use to a maximum time of 10 years. Staff does not feel this request is warranted. Should the applicant request to extend the use beyond the 10-year, a change plan, which is a discretionary permit, would be required. And at that time, the county would take a look and take the site into consideration in any new, existing, or proposed developments as well. In regards to the CEQA exemption, the city states that in their comment letter that they believe categorical exemption 1 is not appropriate because the project does not appear to be a part of the existing use, and therefore the project site should be considered as vacant. The city further believes that the county's analysis was not sufficient to substantiate the project would not have a negative effect on the, but a significant effect on the environment due to unusual circumstances and or cumulative impacts. The state CEQA guidelines require projects to be reviewed as a whole. And the project is on 3 contiguous pads located between 2 legally approved existing uses within the larger 19-acre Minchango lease site, which would qualify as an existing facility. As previously discussed, the grading spoils that were excavated from the 57 freeway were placed on the site as engineered pads, as well as 2-to-1 slopes. Additionally, over the past 40 years, this site has been used for businesses, storing of vehicles, the kind of uses we see today. They even had at one time the operation of a wood chipping and a greens landscaping company, basically saying that resulted in highly disturbed and eco-unfriendly site. The McChangeli site is located outside of the City of Brea's conservation easement and is not considered to have a sensitive environment or result in any cumulative or unusual circumstances that would trigger a significant effect on the environment. Further, I'd like to just make note that the Orange County Fire Authority has reviewed and approved the Fire Master Plan as well as the fuel modification plan for the project site. And the approval of this use will be subject to the applicable California Building Code, Orange County Fire Authority prevention requirements as determined through the plan check review process. With that said, Orange County Development Services supports the approval of the proposed project and recommends that the Planning Commission receive the staff report and the public testimony, find that the project is categorically exempt from the provisions of CEQA, and approve planning application 220017 for a use permit subject to the attached findings and conditions of approval. This basically concludes the presentation for the planning application 220017. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have, and as you know, the applicant's here too.
Thank you. Before we get to the applicant, and thank you for a very comprehensive staff report. Before we get to the applicant, I'd like to open it up to commissioner comments and questions. So I'll start with Commissioner Hoff.
I guess we don't need this, but is it on?
Just a quick question. I'm not sure the applicant has any intention of going 10 plus years. And if so, when you guys said discretionary approval, does that go through the Planning Commission or is it through just Public Works in general?
The change plan application for the extension would have to go through the same approval process as the original approving, so that would come back to the Planning Commission for action as a duly noticed public hearing.
And I guess the question is, maybe we can ask the applicant later, but do they have any intention of using it for more than 10 years at this point?
That has not been disclosed to us, but maybe the applicant might know that directly.
Okay, that's all I have to know.
Thank you, Commissioner Hahn. Commissioner Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I may have some questions for the applicant, but for the staff, just because I can't remember in the overview photos don't show. Do we know how close the nearest housing is?
The housing, there's the 57 freeway would separate. There we go, there's the image of it right now. So you've got open space, you've got the 57 freeway, and then there would be some housing on the other end.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. So I think you're right. There's nothing close on the Brea. You have to go up and over the hills.
Correct.
And then across the way. Okay.
It's a pretty isolated area.
I may have questions, but I was looking at this version of the report. You know, the application, in a way, is pretty boring in a sense because we're talking about a pad in the building, except I do notice there's a couple of fuel tanks, so that's of interest. And I know that we have tank farms in cities here in the county. Orange has one, I think Huntington Beach has one. And so I was looking, what is required to have these fuel tanks on the property, and specifically, am I looking at some kind of a sprinkler system? Then also, is there any requirement if you have a fuel tank of 13,000 gallons, which sounds a lot to me, but is there any requirement for security? Is there any requirement for fencing? Or does there have to be a gate on the property? Are there any regulations that we know of that will have to be addressed?
The regulations would predominantly revolve around not allowing for infiltration of any substance into the groundwater or into the area. So you will have specific tanks that have double or triple wall containment. Additionally, there would be a requirement for an impervious surface as well for containment. Additionally, as you noted, there is a requirement for a water tank and sprinkler system for fire suppression within the areas of the site as well as site security. So there is site security proposed, is included, and then the actual more focus of the kind of use and regulation is more focused on groundwater infiltration and not allowing for any toxic chemicals to get into the groundwater.
Right, and as far as toxic chemicals, I appreciate that, although I think that horse left the barn about 75 years ago in that area, but you know, we don't want to make it worse. My focus was, maybe it's just this year and we're, you know, having seen overseas that we still have concerns about security and things like that. You mentioned, Mr. Kirk, site security. Is there, what is required, anything? And what do we currently have, or what, if you know, and if you don't know, I'll just ask the applicant.
They currently do, I can add, each one of the uses do have their own gates that they can lock for their own communication, their own businesses. Plus, at the entry of Brea Canyon Road, there is a gate access there.
Thank you. I think that's it for now.
Thank you, Commissioner Rice. A couple of questions. The general plan and the zoning are inconsistent with each other. General plan allows residential, zoning is agricultural. Was there ever any discussion about trying to bring those two into conformance?
I want to say with the original RO property project for residential development, there was discussion of that with the adoption of a specific plan and corollary residential. However, due to the challenges of the biologically sensitive areas of the LA County project site, that project has been abandoned.
Yeah.
And as such, the efforts in the county has been abandoned as well. And there has been no further activity to bring those two into alignment.
Are we worried about that inconsistency?
As it pertains to the Housing Accountability Act, et cetera, largely no, just due to the challenges associated with the site for development. There's not a great deal of access to the site. There would be challenges with the high fire severity surrounding the site, et cetera, that would yield a financially expensive development project for what the yield would potentially be.
Okay. Second question is, so with all this emphasis on trying to provide housing and meet our RENA requirements, is this location, this site, part of the county's RENA application?
We had originally incorporated into both the fifth and sixth cycle elements. However, due to the withdrawal of the application in the LA County site and the lack of feasibility of future development in the period, an 8-year period for the sixth cycle, we actually removed it at the request for the, I think it was the Center for Biological Diversity or some biologically interested organization due to the inconsistencies with the changes into the LA County site.
Okay. Thank you. That concludes my questions. Commissioners, any other questions of staff?
I do want to have.
Sure. Commissioner Hall.
Going back to the containment area, I'm assuming there would be some kind of plan drawn up, and then at the installation of these so-called containment areas, would the county send out either the fire department or public works to inspect the area before the fuel tanks and whatever not would be placed?
So there would be two separate inspections. One would be an NPDES inspection that would incorporate the best management practices incorporated with the plan for containment, which would be undertaken by OC Public Works staff. Secondarily, due to the combustible nature of the fuel stored on site, OCFA would subsequently also have to issue permits for those tanks and inspect those tanks to ensure they're consistent and meeting the minimum requirements of the fire code.
Okay. That's all I got.
Thank you very much. We'll turn it open the public hearing for the applicant. Applicant, could you please come forward? State your name for the record.
Good morning. I'm John Porter with Ecology Auto Parts.
Joe Lambert with Construction Planning Services.
Is there anything that you would like to add to the presentation before the commissioners ask questions?
I'd just like to thank you guys for the opportunity to come up here and show our project. and take the time to think about it.
Okay. Why don't you stay there, because I think there might be a few questions. So Commissioner Hoff, we'll start with you.
Going back to my original question, are there the intention of extending the, I guess, the life of this project for more than 10 years?
Well, we'd love to stay in the County of Orange as long as we can, as long as the city will allow us to stay. Okay. If after the 10 years, we go back in and we try to get in front of the commission, we can't work it out, then that's just the way that we'll just would have to leave at that point. But we'd love to stay as long as we could.
Okay. And are you aware of any opposition groups, neighbors that have come to you and say, we don't want this project for whatever reason?
No, we have had nobody come up and register any complaints, haven't heard from anybody. It's very isolated, this area. And because of the trees and stuff on the slopes, it's very hard to even see that we're even up there, along with the other two companies that are already up there.
Yeah, it's very nice. I used to live in La Habra. It's not too far from it, so I know the area really well. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Commissioner Rice.
Thank you, gentlemen. You heard my early concern, because I have not visited. I know where you are. I've been driving past it since the 1970s. That's when they built the freeway, as I remember when it wasn't there. Could you, my concerns about the fuel tank storage area, could you let me know, is there fencing? What kind of fencing? The roads leading in, are there gates, yes or no? Is there lighting? Any plans for, in this day and age, video cameras, which is a very easy thing to do now, on the tanks, anything like that? What could you tell me about what exists now, what you might have planned?
Sure, there's a gate at the bottom, which is the only access onto the property. And there is a gate there that's locked at night. And then if our drivers happen to come in at night, they'll open the gate, pull inside, lock the gate behind them to restrict the access at night. We currently have a portable camera station on site, like you see like at Home Depot and stuff, mm-hmm. where we currently have one of those on site, constantly monitoring the site 24 hours a day. We have a command center at our corporate office that people watch the cameras 24 hours a day.
Okay.
The site is fenced completely all the way around.
What kind of fence?
Like a 6-foot chain. It's like a 6-foot chaining fence.
Okay, just 6-foot chain.
Yeah, it's at the top of the 2-to-1 slope, so you'd really have to be pretty adventurous to try to navigate the 2-to-1 slope plus the heavy brush to get up to the properties other than the front entry.
Mm-hmm. The current cameras, are you gonna have cameras that are specifically focused on that tank area?
Yes, once we get our office trailer in and we can get a more of a permanent camera system installed,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because for protection for ourselves, we want to see who's fueling, what time they're fueling, what they're doing, and there'll be a card lock system so nobody can pull in and randomly get fuel. They'll have to have a code to get in to use the fuel, and so it'll be and it'll be only our trucks using that fuel tank.
Okay, and because it is isolated and we're not worried too much about light pollution, so is it going to have lights? Is it going to be well lit?
We're going to have the lighting for safety around the tank, and there'll be
yeah.
safety lighting around the office trailer, and minimal lighting on the site, and that's it.
Okay. Because you're getting my... My concern just came to me that, it's a big tank of fuel, and you're concerned, and rightly so, that you don't have unauthorized uses of the fuel, because that's money, that's a lot of money. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, that's important too, but also I don't want some, malefactor individual showing up and doing a serious criminal act.
Yeah, the tanks, I believe, are ballistic rating on they're
okay.
fire rated.
Yeah,
it's a double wall tank.
Okay.
So we have several of these tanks at other facilities,
mm-hmm.
and they're very safe. They're very vandal resistant.
Okay.
You really have to work at it. Not saying that somebody couldn't do something.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. If somebody
doing
was
something.
Interested,
I feel with our security cameras with 24 hour mm-hmm. monitoring, and the influx of the drivers coming and going. And the two other companies on site as well, they're on site at random hours as well.
Right.
That is a pretty it's a pretty monitored area, this area, even though it's so remote.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty well, and we, as neighborly, we watch out for each other.
Right.
And if we see somebody, hey, they shouldn't be there, we call the other company, hey, do you have somebody working up here tonight, because there's somebody up here.
So how many organizations are actually, let's say, at you know, 3 in the morning, the witching hour, how many organizations are actually on site?
Well,
is it that 6 people where you are and where else?
Well, we have the monitoring company, our own in-house monitoring. There'd be 2 people there.
Okay.
And then actually on site, it would just be random drivers coming in. If for some reason their schedule got off and they were coming in late or leaving early, they would just be coming and going just random hours.
Okay. Well, because I mean, once upon a time, I guess video cameras and motion sensors and all that stuff, that was a big deal. It was expensive and complicated, and you had to probably pay a fortune. Nowadays, as you mentioned, you can go to Home Depot and probably get all that stuff well within your budget. And so I would encourage you to be very security conscious there, because it's pretty reasonably priced, as I understand, you know. So, all right. I think that's about it for me, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much. Thank you, gentlemen.
We'll come back to you if anything else comes to mind. I have a couple questions, if I may, gentlemen. Along the same lines, has there ever been any incidents of vandalism or criminal activity at the property that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of. We've only been there for about a year, I think.
And not since I've been involved with the site over the last 5 years.
And because it is a 24-hour operation, when the truckers come in, are they actually spending the night in their vehicles?
No.
Oh, they're not?
They come in, they'll get in their personal vehicle and leave.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nobody on site overnight.
And then this is, you know, given that I think the staff said that this activity has been occurring on the property for over 40 years, do you have any intention to make this more of a permanent use through the change plan process?
We're just gonna ride the wave. If we're going to stay there as long as you'll let us be there, and if the hopefully they don't change the use, we just want to be have our business operating in Orange County. We have no intentions to change anything other than what's happening now.
So the process is, if they wanted to be more of a permanent operation, would be a change plan?
Would be a change plan, and then we would look to expand and modify the use permit granted to include more long worded language or longer timelines associated with it.
Right.
Due to the transient nature of the use and the zoning intended for it, it was not determined to be appropriate to have just an open-ended use permit be granted, because we just don't know what the intended use will eventually become over time.
Right. This is going to be speculation on your part, but do you have any idea why the city of Brea is indicating that they would like a 10-year limit on this?
To be honest with you, I do not know. Maybe they want to see houses there, and they don't want that. They want the option maybe to develop it, but
that's fair. Justin?
I would somewhat agree with that. That it would also be with consistency with their pre-zoning as well, probably wanting a use that's consistent with it. We do not have an existing annexation application from LAFCO to annex this area, nor has there been any push to annex it. The ARA project, when it was proposed to be developed, would have actually favored the county in that it would have met the county's RENA numbers and not the city of Brea's RENA numbers. Other projects that have been developed within the county and subsequently annexed into adjacent communities prior to development favored those communities. So I think that diminishes somewhat that argument that Brea really wants to see that housing. I just think it's more of a consideration of what Brea has intended for that land in the future and long term.
Final question, this is for staff. Has there ever been a complaint registered to these addresses and these businesses that you're aware of?
Not the existing businesses post the 2016 code enforcement activities. I think the 2016 activities brought a greater scrutiny in light of what was going on site and led to enforcement activity and has yielded legalization of the site fully. This site and this area of the site was not a component or a portion of the illegal activity, but the site as a whole, the 9-acre site, was included in that enforcement activity. Subsequent to the 2016 actions and then the use permits granted, we have not received any complaints.
Very good. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, that concludes the staff report and the applicant's presentation. Any other comments by the commission? Would one of the commissioners care to make a motion?
I'll just add it. So there's no other comments.
Should we open it to the public?
Yes, you will need to open the public hearing.
Can we open up the public hearing?
Yeah, we open up the public hearing, but yes, let's open it up to the public. Is there anybody here that would like to speak on this matter? Okay, seeing none, we'll close the public hearing, and I'll turn it over to the commissioners for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And by the way, you and Mr. Kirk answered my question I was going to ask about annexation and Brad. I didn't think that they had moved forward with any, so had they, that would have been something else to consider. That being said, I'd be happy to move our item PA 22-0017 and its recommended actions for approval by the Planning Commission.
Okay, it's a motion by Commissioner Rice. We have a second.
I'll second that.
Second by Commissioner Ha. Any other discussion, gentlemen?
None.
All in all, please vote. Aye.
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 Okay, that motion passes, so that item passes 3-0. Thank you very much for coming. Let's move on to the item number 3, which is the executive officer update.
Just a couple of quick updates. The Ranch Hills development that was approved by the Planning Commission was considered by appeal by the city, or I'm sorry, the County Board of Supervisors, and the Planning Commission's action to approve the project was upheld, and the appeal has been denied. We have not received any further communication or contact from the appellate and opposing parties on that project. Moving forward, we do have a meeting scheduled for our next regularly scheduled Planning Commission. Hopefully we'll have two items, one in the 5th District and one in the 3rd District. Commissioner Rice, I will forward on to you project information related to Fairland per your request later this afternoon.
Thank you. I met with the applicant, so I'm looking forward to seeing the staff's side of things. And I'll compare the two.
Sounds good. On a staffing front, the county has employed recently a new senior planner in our environmental area. So we have increased our staffing. And then we are still recruiting for an assistant level planner as well as a current planning manager. So hopefully we'll get back up to fully staffed shortly. With that, unless there's any questions, that concludes my report.
Just a quick question on the Tustin unincorporated project. So all appeal periods expired and it's a done deal?
Well, the appeal period would have been on the action taken by the Planning Commission. The Board of Supervisors' action is final. There is an ability to file suit based upon CEQA determinations.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
I don't know off the top of my head. We did file a notice of determination, and I'm not sure if that has expired yet. I would hazard to say no, but that would be the only outstanding grounds for action.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to County Council update.
I don't have anything for you, but I will tell you that Nicole Walsh will be here next meeting. So that's all I have for you.
Thank you for that update. Item number 5, Planning Commissioner comments. I'll start with Commissioner Hahn.
I have none.
Commissioner Rice, none. I have no comments either, so that's easy. Item number 6, public comments. At this time, members of the Planning Commission may comment on agenda or non-agenda matters and ask questions or give directions to staff, provided that no action may be taken on an off-agenda items unless authorized by law. So we have that aspect. Any comments by the Planning Commissioners?
No. Just a question for Marissa. Do we have confirmation on the two upcoming hearings that our commissioner will be attending? No, you haven't heard back yet.
Which commissioner, the new one?
Well, I confirmed that I'll be, I guess, yeah, the new one's not sworn in, so
no.
I guess, so the four, including Commissioner Perez, are we all going to, I guess we can ask, are we all going to be able to make the two last remaining hearings for this year?
As far as I know, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I haven't heard from Commissioner Perez. I haven't, she hasn't replied to my email. And then the new commissioner, also non-responsive and kind of not counting her at the moment until she is sworn in. Because it really doesn't make a difference if she can attend or not if she's not, if we haven't had her swear in. Yeah, or sworn in. Yeah.
Okay, so no vacation planning for me. I'll be there.
Yes, but we do already have items for the next meeting on the 8th, so that meeting will be going forward, and I think also probably the December one
so
as
well.
So
most likely the
yeah.
December one will be
yes.
on as well. That's all I got.
Yeah, we'll be probably canceling and looking to cancel the second meetings in November and December. So
okay.
It'll just be the first meeting in November and the first meeting in December.
Okay, the dates that you, in your email, right?
Yes, yes. Those are the last two because the other ones' meetings would have fallen in the week of the holidays, so those weren't even scheduled
yes.
for this year.
Okay, that's all I got. Thanks.
It's also public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the Planning Commission for up to 3 minutes per speaker regarding any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Commission, provided that no action may be taken on off-agenda items unless authorized. Do we have any members of the public that would like to speak? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to our final item, which is adjournment. And it sounds like we have a Planning Commission scheduled for Wednesday, November 8th, 2023 at 1:30. So thank you very much. We're adjourned.
Good job.